From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 36-year-old Stephen Rodriguez of Hobbs had been on the loose on a shooting incident that occurred back in May of this year. He was arrested earlier this week. Hobbs Police Captain Chad Wright has more.
The officers, we filed the initial arrest warrant, and I believe a day or so ago, the Lee County Sheriff's Department was able to locate him on a traffic stop. You know, his current charges stemming from the May incident is aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
That victim survived the shooting. Rodriguez is also facing drug charges. Opening statements were made Wednesday in 5th Judicial Court in Roswell in the murder trial of 59-year-old Castillo Michael Aragon of Roswell. He's accused of killing his wife, Maria Aragon, who was 49 at the time of her death, in March of 2017. Her body was then dumped along U.S. 285 about 40 miles outside of Vaughan. Court records show that Maria Aragon died of blunt force trauma, strangulation, and was stabbed in the chest. The trial is expected to run about 2 weeks. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Wednesday that the state is inching closer to its goal of having 60% of New Mexicans fully vaccinated. As of Wednesday, 58.7% of New Mexicans were fully vaccinated. The governor said the state will fully reopen after reaching the 60% milestone. Sooner or later, benefit checks will come to an end in New Mexico, and people will be returning to work. On Saturday in Carlsbad at the Walter Gerald's Performing Annex, MTD Radio will conduct a job fair for those who will be looking for employment. MTD Radio W105 General Manager Kevin Bonner elaborates.
Hopefully people come back to work. We get people back to work. We help move the economy. That's the plan. And hoping to have a lot of people show up, be part of the job fair Saturday, 10 to 2.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.